You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. Lectures, radio shows, and more are available on demand at SevillePodcast.com. Now available through email. Sign up today. I'm Dan Gould. Regular listeners of our podcast might know Rick Britton. He's an award-winning historian and cartographer and a frequent guest on WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. This fall, the Senior Center is offering a new class entitled Virginia History 101. Hosted by Mr. Britton, the lecturers include William and Mary Professor Susan Kern, Monticello Research Historian Lenny Sorensen, UVA Professor of History Ed Lengel, Associate Editor of the Papers of George Washington David Hoth, and UVA Professor of Architecture Ed Lay. The series is being offered in conjunction with the Charlottesville Senior Center. Here's a sample from the series' first lecture. The entire series will be presented right here, beginning December 2nd, 2010. Here's Rick Britton.
It was Whit Sunday, May 24th, 1607, just 11 days after the Englishmen had planted their banner on the marshy Jamestown Peninsula. Spurred onward by the London Company directives, ex-privateer Captain Christopher Newport had taken a party of 23 ocean-weary adventurers upriver on a voyage of discovery. Gabriel Archer was riding the two-masted shallop as official scribe. Gunner Robert Tyndall had gone along to chart the tidal river's many twists and turns. After 3 days of navigating the powerful flow, the explorers had arrived at the falls, almost 60 miles upstream from their newly established settlement. Here, over the course of several miles, the rushing current roared around huge rocks, loudly proclaiming its dominance over the solemn wooded hills. Blocked from proceeding further, the small English vessel was quickly moored against the left bank. For a handful of tiny bells and trinkets, Naris, an Aborigine guide, had described what lay to the west of this navigational bar: two mighty kingdoms and the mountains Quirank. Perhaps those highland regions would yield the gold Newport desired, and perhaps, just perhaps, the South Sea lay just beyond. While matchlock-wielding mariners looked on, Newport laid out a banquet for the mighty Indian werowances, or chiefs. Out of the woods they came, wearing mantles of raccoon fur and copper, escorted by numbers of fighting men with painted faces and strangely cut manes. At the coming of Powhatan, Naurus made sign to us we must make a shout, penned Archer, which we did. And the feast of roasted wildfowl and venison began. Now sitting upon the bank by the overfall, Powhatan began to tell us of the tedious travel we should have if we proceeded any further, that it was a day and a half journey to Monanica, and if we went to Quirank, we should get no victuals and be tired, and sought by all means to dissuade our captain from going any further. Also he told us that the Monanica was his enemy, and that they came down at the fall of the leaf and invaded his country, continues Archer's account. But our captain, out of his discretion, checked his intention and returned to his boat. Discouraged from further exploration at that time, the Englishmen unfettered their craft and fell back downstream. But not until Captain Newport had planted a cross on one of the many islets just below the falls and christened the river as the James, in honor of the extravagant James I, king of all England and Scotland. Thus did the sons of Europe first learn of the Monanica, or Monacan Nation, a confederacy of Native Americans that dominated the Virginia Piedmont, living under the protective shadows of the Quirank, the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Who were these potent Monacans, so feared by the Powhatans? Where had they come from? How did they live? Where did they go? Unfortunately, they left behind no written records, and little has been written about them. But the frequent finds of large numbers of projectile points, knives, tools, continue to arouse curiosity about the life and customs of these elusive peoples.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.